The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to the Vox Markets Podcast. I am John Heumann, and I'm delighted to be joined today by John Peters, Managing Director of Strategic Minerals, to discuss the latest news at Cobra in New Mexico. How are you doing, John?
Thank you, John. And yourself?
Yeah, very well. Thank you. Very well. Lots been happening at Cobra in New Mexico. Sort of talk us through, what's been going on there recently.
Yeah, John, look, about 14 months ago, our major client at Cobra was instructed by its overseas parent to stop buying magnetite and to run down what is a fairly substantial existing stockpile at their cement plant. Of course, that was a pretty big bite out of our expected cash flows at the time. And all of this occurred when the prospects of raising on AIM were pretty bleak. The board acted quickly and of its own volition, immediately significantly cut back their cash remuneration to ensure that that SML didn't have to do what would have been an extremely dilutive raise for a small amount of money. Initially, we thought, this was... they were going to be holding off purchasing by the major client would be for around, until about 6 months or so, to the end of June 23, or maybe even earlier. But as time went on, we continued to be in contact with them and we were following them up regularly. And the customer sort of started to continue to give us fairly negative feedback on the timing of resuming purchases. Then around October last year, were approached by a prospective buyer for a very large order. And we went in negotiations with them. We've been in contact with them since that time. They actually took some material to test in their systems. But they have to date failed to conclude an offer to purchase. Now, we continue to work with them because their interest potentially spans more than just this year. It's a number of years. So we want to work with them to see if there's something we can do to conclude and whether we can get some sort of arrangement that maybe builds this year into a much larger volumes in 2025. Around that time, while we're having these discussions, our the president of Southern Minerals Group, the Cobra subsidiary, decided that probably 10 years was enough. We end up promoting the project superintendent, Tim Plumka, into the president's position. Since this time, we've taken a more direct involvement with the financial management of Southern Minerals Group to help ease the burden on Tim of assuming the higher position. Given that Tim had already been working there for over 6 years and had been running the operations for several years, it was felt that it would be a fairly seamless sort of change, and it's proven to be so. In fact, there really is a great team in place at Cobra, and much of that credit for the performance actually rests with Tim himself. Mm. Then in December 2023, we'd only a month or two earlier been in contact with the major client. They're going, no, we won't be back for 6 or 12 months. And then they came to us and said, oh, we want a fairly large order now of 30,000 tonnes. And given the fact that last year we only sold 18,000, you can imagine we were quite interested. Mm. And that, of course, also was probably about an extra 50% over what they'd previously taken from us as well. Additionally, while all our purchases at Cobra, apart from this one, are on a take and pay basis, this purchase was supported by the major client's purchase order, thus ensuring take up over the year. This was a bit of a surprise. As we said, we checked only a couple of months earlier, and they'd given us a longer time frame. Then at the beginning of February, a new cement client approached and indicated a desire to take a further 5,000 to 7,000 tonnes per annum. Pricing and payments with these have now been agreed, and the tonnage collection at Minegate is now expected to commence next week. It's not surprising now that with the prospects of Cobra sales likely to be over 3.5 million in 2024 compared to the 1.6 we had last year, and an expected profit margin around 50%, that our share price had doubled and turnover's gone through the roof. And this is before we add the really big news on our projects.
No, it's a fantastic, fantastic way to start the year. You know, certainly set a very exciting opportunity ahead. You have raised some money to kind of fund this growth throughout the year. Tell us what you're doing there and sort of how that sits alongside the expected cash flows from these massive sales that you're making.
Yeah, look, obviously, you know, I've had people ask, well, why have you raised money if that's the case? Well, I'd love to say that the new facilities were designed to cover the increase in working capital requirements in the new project. However, the fact is that apart from deferred director and CFO payments, we've stretched our creditors significantly and need to put them back into a regular commercial order. The $100,000 we raised by loan funds have been applied to doing just that. Despite the prospect of such substantial cash flows from Cobra through 2024, we have run into issues in trying to obtain debt funding associated with the company being in the US and the parent being a listed UK company. And similarly, when we've attempted to go and get money the other way around, we've had troubles because the cash flows are in the US, but the parents are outside. Ultimately, the board ended up being able to draw on some of its personal contacts, and we located someone who's very familiar with SML's assets, and we're able to raise some unsecured funding. And the good part was, because we knew them well, et cetera, we were able to tailor the facilities to timeframes that ensure that the highly unsecured interest rates will be applied for as little a time as considered prudent. And also, we could ensure repayment of principal out of new sales proceeds. And I know some people have balked at the blended interest rate of 19%, but the two facilities, we are paying only 12,000 Australian dollars, £6,000. And thus we're avoiding issuing when the extra money will be, if we're issued now, sure, we'd get the money, but it'd be superfluous in 6 to 9 months.
Yeah.
So to us, this is, you know, I mean, what would you do, John, in that scenario?
Absolutely. Absolutely. No, you play it safe. That sounds like a very sensible approach to keeping the development on the move. Now, talking of development, I mean, you know, it's not a cheap business. And, you know, you have had these sort of recent cash flow pressures, which look like they're sort of in the rearview mirror. How has that affected your development projects at Lee Creek and Redmore? Presumably, you know, with cash flows looking to sort of bounce back strongly, we can expect some good news from there soon.
One more little point I want to make on that last one, just before we go move on. None of the money, and I say none really loudly, of this money is being applied to director and CFO payments, which are overdue. They're still being carried on at reduced rates. And I've got to tell you, in my own case, I have not been paid a cash cent out of this company for 14 months. And we've done that to make sure we didn't have to raise. So we're now looking, we're going to be in a better position coming in. We're actually going to, cash flow prospects are very good. And what we've done is to date, we've stretched ourselves so we didn't sacrifice the projects. We sacrificed ourselves, but not the projects. And while we'd hoped that much of the hard work that we'd done in the on the projects would have come to a head by the end of 2023, it now appears that quarter one will be our big announcement period. I'm very confident once we've completed on several aspects of the development of Redmore and Lee Creek, there will be a serious re-evaluation of the company. These results, when they materialise in a reportable event, are not overnight occurrences. And we've been working on them for several years, but that for some reason, as the law of averages will have it, it all seems to be coming together now. Not only does this affect me personally, but we really look forward to delivering for those long-term shareholders that have been by our side all the time and have stuck with us, and many of who have given us very complimentary comments of late about how well the board's performing, and our more recent shareholders that have joined.
Absolutely. And, you know, in putting shareholders first, that's it's unsurprising that you have the support that you do. John, it's been an absolutely fantastic start to the year, and look forward to hearing more from you as the year progresses. Thank you so much for speaking to us.
John, my pleasure. And I look forward. Watch this space. Okay.
Yeah, lots going on. Very exciting. Thanks, John.
See you, mate. Bye-bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.